So good to see you again. You've been a stranger of late. I was worried I'd seen the last of you. Now you know your presence at therapy is so important. The last time we spoke, we were beaching the subject of your trauma. And you had left in such a hurry that I was worried we had used the wrong approach and I had scared you off. I hope you didn't do anything rash when you were away. We've spoken many times about how imperative it is that our sessions stay private. You shouldn't mix your personal life with therapy. It's also not advisable to seek counsel from those who aren't professionals. You know that. You've spoken to me about the part your family played in the events preceding your therapy. People like that would easily take advantage of your weakness. If you were foolish enough to take their advice, and then you'd end up worse than when you started. You wouldn't want that. And I certainly hope you weren't considering starting up with a different therapist. You wouldn't want that for yourself, what with all of the progress we've been making. You're a smart boy. You know I'm the only one who you can trust with your burdens. I have the whole picture right here, right in my little notebook. It's like I'm holding a little copy of you. All the labyrinthian twists and corners of your hopes and fears. Over 4 years of details and observations, confessions, and musings. Everything from your brightest day to the deepest, darkest pits of your self-hatred. And those pages are especially detailed. Does this make you uncomfortable? Well, you know that doesn't make any sense. It's my job to know everything there is to know about my clients. This is what you signed up for, and you know it's been helping. It's not all trapped in your head anymore, all those problems, all those sticky issues. I'm more than happy to shoulder the load. To spread your burden a little thinner. When you first came to me, you were a jumbled mess of anxiety and grief. And now, with my help, we've been able to get you into a good, stable place. Friends, a job you don't absolutely hate, a life outside your home. But I can see the effect your lack of consistency has caused. That little glitter in your eyes, like you're holding back tears, like you're on the verge of breaking down. You've unlearned all the coping strategies we practiced. How sad. And that's the price of skipping our sessions, isn't it? Here, have a drink of water. You look parched. There we go. Much better, right? Now you're back, needing that control again. My little bird thought he was free to fly away, forgetting the patch on its broken wing won't hold fast without proper tending to. It's okay. You can be vulnerable around me. And that's the only way to help you. We knew that already. You realize all the barriers between us are self-imposed, don't you? You're only slowing your recovery if you close yourself off again. God knows what would have happened if you hadn't had the good sense to come back to me. You're not ready for the outside world without my hand to guide you. It isn't safe out there, where they don't understand, where they aren't careful. With my fragile little bird. Oh, So you did get my letter. And that's why you've made your way back in. Well, see, I was worried that after our last session, you had perhaps found the whole experience too demanding. You hadn't responded to any of my other calls, so I saw fit to remind you of how thorough our sessions had been, and why it would be unwise to seek a different outlet. I have several digital copies of this notebook on file. It's all for the sake of record keeping. You understand, right? Paper is so easily damaged or lost track of. It's all quite secure, so nothing will make its way out unless... Well, if you don't feel like sharing your burden with me anymore, perhaps there are some people in your life that you'd like to reconnect with. What better way than to have a deep insider perspective all laid out nice and concisely right in their inbox? Don't get up. Your legs aren't going to work properly right now, honey. Here we go. Sit back. Let's lean this chair back a little too so that you can get comfortable. A little woozy. Well, I needed to make sure you were going to be compliant for this session. Don't worry. It's perfectly dosed for your height and weight. We've tested this one before, remember? You get so nice and pliable. It makes me so happy to see you relaxed. Here's my good boy, all smiles and blushes in his nice comfy chair. Yeah, that's right. And this is your favorite, isn't it? When you let me stroke your hair and tell you how good you're being for me. You want me to keep you like this forever, don't you? My good boy is nodding his head. When my little bird is like this, he doesn't have to think about all of his silly little problems anymore. No, he doesn't. He just lets his mistress do all of the worrying and thinking and planning. He wants to be a good boy for mistress and stare up at her with those big eyes of his. This is my favorite part. When my little bird doesn't have to worry, he's free to feel good. And he does. He does feel very good, doesn't he? Those little whimpers tell mistress all she needs to know. My little bird doesn't need to go back to normal, now that I'm here to take care of him. Just one of those tall glasses of water every 12 hours or so should keep all the bad thoughts away for good. So cute how he rubs his thighs together. Such a needy little thing. It's okay. Mistress is here. We wouldn't even need to do much to keep anyone from looking for him, would we? An unwanted child from a broken home, doing unwanted things with his time. Until he met Mistress, of course. Until Mistress started fixing her flightless little bird and making him sing such sweet little songs for her. So willing to have someone listen and sympathize. My good boy was willing to do anything for that attention. And that's how we figured out the dosage together. Bit by bit. Making adjustments to the recipe. I thought we had perfected it during our last session, but something spooked my little bird and made him flee. I wonder what. I'll get my answer from you soon enough, won't I? Mistress gets to tell her little bird all the things she needs to know and do when he's like this. And he listens so, so well. The ideas stay, but how they get there doesn't. Like a perfect, programmable little doll. If only everyone could be as happy as my little bird is right now. It's only fair I reward him for returning to his keeper. I can feel how warm and full he is down here. And my palm cups so nicely. All it takes is a bit of touching, and it gets my little bird squirming so happily in place. Yes, Mistress knows exactly how to touch her good boy the way he likes. Oh, and my little bird is so eager to please. Reaching out like that to feel how wet his mistress has gotten. Yes, Mistress taught him to read at chat like that and open those sweet little lips for her. That tongue out and ready for Mistress. All Mistress needs to do is lean in and let him. There we are. Get those panties down. Find Mistress's clit. Ah, good boy. Such a good job. Wait. Let's practice what we started last time. The chair needs to lay completely flat now, and my little bird needs to scoot down until his head hangs almost over. Yes, just like that. Face upwards, mouth open, tongue out. Perfect. Very good boy. He doesn't hesitate anymore. Oh no, my good boy just obeys his command so nicely and waits for Mistress to mount his face. And worships it all. He likes to play with himself while Mistress fucks his pretty little mouth, doesn't he? Don't get too distracted now, little bird. We'll take care of that aching soon enough. I'm so glad we can be close like this. It's been such a long process getting to know everything there is to know about my little bird. No one else has tended to this fragile thing quite so thoroughly. The hours and hours spent minding to his every need. Mulling over all those notes in my spare time, unraveling his tangled emotions and mending what needed mending, and he was so grateful for it. Our hypnosis sessions gave me a taste of what my little bird could be like when he was relaxed and carefree, and Mistress wanted to give him more. For I knew that's what I had become. The only righteous voice The only source of proper guidance. That's right. Just like I taught you. This is how my little bird is meant to be. So docile and obedient. Because he knows he's being taken care of. Because he knows Mistress is here to ward off all the dark thoughts. And give him this blissful feeling of belonging and order. Good boy. Making sure Mistress is nice and clean. No wetness left over to stain my panties. Now let's take care of our little bird. Mistress wonders if he wore this suit just for her. Very considerate. It looks so good on you. Let's open it up. Just a bit. Now, spread those legs nice and wide. Very good. Such a good listener. I can feel my little bird shuddering and bending those hips, trying to grind that cock against my palm. He's so close now. His body is always so honest with me, just asking for what it wants. Those boxers are soaked completely through. It must be agonizing having to hold back all the time. Isn't this easier? Isn't this better? We can keep my little bird feeling good like this all the time now. Let's face it, you were never going to amount to anything better. If you didn't belong to Mistress, you wouldn't interest her at all. Going nowhere, doing nothing, waiting around for someone, anyone, to take the reins. Constantly fucking every single little thing up, no matter what anyone did to try and make it easy for you. Worthless in every definition of the word. Hopelessly lost and spinning out of control at every opportunity. And that sad little look on your face. No. Don't worry now. Mistress doesn't see her little bird like that anymore. She has him right here, ready to come for her. Ready to let him show her how much he loves giving himself to her. Here we go. Yes, little bird. Letting it wash over you. Letting that perfect feeling define you in this moment and bind you to Mistress forever. If he didn't want this, he wouldn't be coming, would he? If he didn't want Mistress to touch him, he would be squirming away instead of staring into Mistress's eyes as he comes for her. That's right. He loves this. He loves feeling like this. That's it. Calm down now. Mistress has you. Mistress knows how much her little bird likes his hair pet after he comes. Tell you what, we'll get a space in the back room and fill it up with so many nice comfy pillows. Mistress can lock the door tight and keep her little bird safe while she tends to all the boring business out here in her office. And she'll make sure to bring a nice tall glass of medicine whenever her little bird needs it to keep him feeling so comfortable. What a nice little smile for Mistress. I'll let my little bird sleep while Mistress gets his room ready for him.